Rappaport Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
Why doesn't God just forgive people instead of requiring there to be a payment for sins? You know, this is actually not to sound insulting, but it sounds like something every child would say when they're caught doing something wrong. Why can't you just forgive me and let it go and there be no consequences to my actions? Yes, that's exactly how it sounds, like a little child trying to get his way from his parents when he was caught doing something wrong. That is exactly how we sound to God when we demand or claim that God should somehow not punish us when we violate his law. He's made it clear what his law is. He gave us a conscience so we would know right from wrong, so we have no excuse. We can look at creation, Romans 1, and know that God exists and know something of his attributes, to know he is a God of design, that he is the creator, and that our conscience would reveal guilt when we break his law. So we know, and we are without excuse, but we, like little children, don't want to have to pay the consequence for our crimes, for our sin. And that's exactly what this argument is about. The reason why God just doesn't forgive is because God is just. And Psalm 7:11 says, God is a just judge and he is angry with the wicked every day. That's why God can't just sweep it under the rug, because he is just and there must be a consequence.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.